For years, parents of autistic children have been fighting for Victoria to provide treatment for their children. Some of these parents finally took their battle to court. They wanted a treatment called LOVAS. Earlier this month, the BC Supreme Court ruled in favor of the parents. The court directed Victoria to pay for early intensive behavioral therapy for autistic children, but the court did not specify what kind of treatment. Victoria is responding by launching a province-wide program. Robin Symes is with the Ministry of Children and Families, and she joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what sort of program is Victoria looking at?
Well, maybe I could begin by saying that we're encouraged by the ruling on the province's proposed program, and that Madam Justice Allen clearly recognizes that we are taking the right steps to implement a provincial program. In terms of the provincial program, as you've asked, it is a joint venture between the Ministry for Children and Families and the Ministry of Health. The Ministry of Health will be responsible for the diagnosis assessment component, and the Ministry for Children and Families for the therapy, the Early Intensive Behavioral Therapy Treatment Program. In terms of the implementation of the program, prior to the decision, it's really a partial decision that came out from the judge this past July, the Ministry had planned to do a pilot project around early behavioral, early intervention programs to determine a model for British Columbia. So in that sense, the pilot was very timely. So when the decision came down in July, we were well positioned to begin to take a look at mounting a provincial program using what we had, the work we'd done already on the pilot.
Now, I know that it's very difficult because I'm sure that it's very involved and there's a lot of components to it, but can you just give us a general idea of what the pilot project was and what you're looking to do?
Well, in terms, I guess the pilot, what you have to be careful of is our initial ideas around the pilot have moved, you know, we've moved beyond that to mount a provincial program.
Mm-hmm.
But there are essential components to it. We'd be looking at a multidisciplinary approach to diagnosis assessment, and I said led by the Ministry of Health. Which would include enhanced regional autism programs for diagnosis and assessment in communities and reducing wait lists for diagnosis assessment. With respect to implementation, that we would have early intensive behavioral intervention sites actually providing therapy services in communities. And also in terms of training, which is a critical component, we do need to build some capacity in BC to deliver these services. So that's essential. And, of course, a research and evaluation component. So we can look at, in fact, what actually makes a difference for children. We know what the research says, but we need to monitor individual children's progress to adjust programs and then to look at quality assurance of the overall program that we do implement. So those are the essential pieces of it.
Why not the LOVAS program that some parents had asked for?
Well, the reality is that there's no one specific form of treatment that's suitable for all children, so we do need to look at a range of options. And at the time when we issued the request for proposals, we didn't receive any application with a LOVAS orientation. We are planning to issue another request for proposal very shortly, and it's quite possible, in fact, we're hopeful that maybe we will get one, and of course we would consider it if we do receive it, that as an option.
So it sounds like this is evolving as it goes?
That's right. And we do, as I say, we have to build capacity in the province to actually deliver the service.
Which means that you have to find people who can do it?
That's right. And we, as I mentioned earlier, part of the strategy around the provincial program is to provide training so that we support building that infrastructure in the province.
So how is, if it is evolving and you're looking for people who can provide this treatment, when will autistic children in BC have the treatment that the parents asked for in the court case?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. The first round of children will get service within the next couple of months. As I say, we were very fortunate with that pilot initiative to, you know, be a little bit ahead of the game in terms of beginning to have negotiations with some providers that are actually in the best position to begin to do that work.
So what does that mean, the first round of children?
Well, that we think about 100 children should be able to get service within the next couple of months or so. And then by the end of next year, we expect another 100 or so to be receiving service as well.
And when will all the children who need the treatment be able to receive the treatment?
Probably within the next 2 years. And again, that depends. I mean, we have estimates of the number of children. It will depend how many children come forward, that kind of thing, and families.
And how much money has the government set aside once the court ruled? How much money did the government say, okay, we're going to put this into this project?
It's actually premature to begin talking about specific dollars. As I mentioned, we are in negotiations with some of our contractors, potentially, that will be providing the service. And as I mentioned as well, you know, this is sort of we're in negotiations around the first phase, and there are other phases to come.
There must be a ballpark you're looking at, though, is there?
Well, as I said, it is premature to begin to go down that road at this point. And when that information, you know, is crisper, we would be happy to share that.
Ms. Symes, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Robin Symes is with the Ministry of Children and Families. Joining me on the line now is Jean Lewis. She sits on the board of Families of Early Autism Treatment of BC, and that's the organization that was behind the suit that was filed in court. Good morning, Ms. Lewis.
Good morning.
Well, what do you think about what we just heard from Ms. Symes and the government?
Pretty hollow words.
How so?
Feed of BC has studied the government's autism project very carefully. We've read government internal documents, and the facts show it's another NDP debacle in the making. Just like the FAST series, this program makes empty promises, costs a lot of money, and won't deliver what government claims. There is absolutely no proven science behind this autism program, and no one in it is qualified to deliver genuine, bona fide, effective autism treatment. Real autism treatment was called medically necessary by Madam Justice Allen, yet there are no recognized intensive behavioral treatment professionals involved in it. Now, autism is a medical condition, and the BC Supreme Court reaffirmed that in this ruling against this government. Treating autism like cancer is a complicated business. It can't be done by a daycare worker, a parent, a sister, or a grandmother who has only received a few hours of training from the children's ministry. It's outrageous to even pretend that's possible. But this government autism project actually intends to train family members to deliver so-called autism treatment. To tell British Columbians that this is a genuine treatment for very sick children is a fraudulent claim, in that in other countries it would probably be called propaganda.
But she says that they have carried out this pilot project and that it looks to be working. What do you know about the pilot?
It hasn't been working. The pilot project hasn't even been implemented. There is still in a design project. Listen, if the government autism project could deliver effective treatment, which we know it cannot, but if the government's own documents state that children over six are out in the cold, those families are completely shut out. For kids under six, there will be only a room in the program for 1 in 5 children with autism this year. By the end of next year, 2 out of 3 children will be out of the program. The program simply has no plans to include all children. Now, Christina, if they said, sorry, your child with cancer will have to wait 3 years for a chance to get an unproved intervention from a daycare worker, I think British Columbians would be outraged.
So what would you like to see the government do?
Well, kids with autism need to be covered by Medicare. And as the Supreme Court judge suggested, what this government needs to do is to include autism treatment in the Medicare system like other diseases, so children will get the treatment they need. Families shouldn't have to be financially wiped out, struggling to save their kids. Now, if the BC government doesn't want to add autism to Medicare, then give adequate funding directly to the families so they can get on with the job of saving their kids. What is happening now is unconscionable. And this audience